mine is recording.
So, good. Can I see the numbers going just to be sure? Wonderful.
So today is Monday, November 8th, and I'm Spencer Abruzzese, and I'm here with
Ruth Swanson.
And we are interviewing
Elizabeth Hubbard.
And you're a member of the class of?
1956 was when I got my degree, yes.
And how did you ever hear about size?
I went to Smith College, and I had my junior year in Switzerland. And while we were there in those days, we were allowed to take courses and seminars and write papers for the Graduate Institute, which is still there and still very well known, the Graduate Institute of Higher Studies, International Studies. And so after I graduated, I wanted to continue with my international studies, and I applied to Fletcher, which I got into actually, and also to Seiss. And when I saw Seiss, it looked to me just like the Institute in Switzerland. So because it was on Florida Avenue, it was just a cute little house. So I thought that, and it was in Washington, D.C. also, so I thought that would be the place I would want to go the most.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas mostly, but around the country a little bit, but mostly Texas.
So Smith was a long way from home, so Washington,
yes,
wasn't.
No, Washington was fine. Seiss had a lot of advantages being in Washington then as it does now. So I studied a year at Seiss. I then got married. I hadn't quite gotten the number of courses I wanted to take my orals. So I went up to Boston, and Fletcher admitted me to take some courses in the fall, which was nice. And then I came down to Seiss and took my orals in mid-year. That's why I'm a class of 56, even though I wasn't there during 56.
So what year did you enroll?
1955 was the year I was studying there.
Okay. So I think you're the first Seiss Tufts hybrid I've heard of.
Well, you might be interested in my opinion of the two schools, having been to both, although much more at Seiss, obviously. When we were in Washington at Seiss, we had friends of all nationalities, and our conversation was always about the latest problems around the world and how the United States was meeting them and how different political parties in the United States approach these problems and so forth. At Fletcher, I took my brown bag for lunch, and I sat with a number of other students, and the conversation was always about an international law case of the 1850s. So it was really quite a contrast in those days. And I was very, very glad that I had been to Seiss, even though I had good courses with very renowned people while I was at Fletcher.
What's your most vivid memory of your time at Seiss?
My most vivid memory? That's hard to say. I really enjoyed most of my courses. I think I took one that the dean gave at that time, which was absolutely dreadful. But otherwise, I enjoyed them very much and found them so interesting.
Do you ask who was the dean at the time?
Was Dean Thayer.
Okay.
Yeah. He gave a course in international economics, and we spent the entire semester talking about, I think it was Santos No. 5 coffee from Brazil. And then came the exam, which was on everything but Santos No. 5 coffee from Brazil. So I wasn't that happy with that course, but no, Dean Thayer was international law. That's not fair. I can't remember who taught international economics that gave us such a bad course. Somebody else. I don't know. Okay, can't remember.
What did you concentrate your studies in?
Western Europe.
Western Europe.
Because that's where I had been, and that's where I had thought at the time I would go back to. I spoke French because I had been in Switzerland, but I studied German when I was at Seiss, enjoyed that very much. We could sit around the table and discuss the events of the day in German. I found in later life that language that comes quickly goes quickly, unfortunately, so that it went much faster than any other language I've really studied a lot. So.
And how did you meet your husband?
I met him the summer before I came up at Harvard. I had to go to Harvard Summer School before coming to Seiss because I had not had any economics. And obviously I needed some basic economics. So I met him at Harvard that summer. So.
And after you graduated, how were you able to use your degree? And the question that leads into is, what would historians want to know? What would you like to tell us about your career and your...
It was a different time, I'll tell you then. After I got my master's, I was back in Cambridge, but we only were going to be there for a few months at a time, and therefore I got a job as a typist. I went to a nice company and applied for a job, and they said, how many words can you type a minute? And I said, several. And I got the job, and that's as much as I could do, basically, with my master's degree in those days, which was terrible. I would say that I never professionally have used an international relations degree. My professional life has been in court reform and prison reform, things that are very interesting to people who love government. But not international relations. I have kept a vivid interest, of course, in everything happening in the world, and that I can thank SAIS for, but I haven't done anything specific to make use of that great degree.
What drew you to court reform? How did you end up in that area?
Through volunteer organizations, the League of Women Voters, particularly. I was the state president of the League and also their so-called judicial chair. I was on state commissions to
and
study
all that
the
Santos,
court system.
Background really helped,
yeah,
I imagine.
Right. So that was basically how I got into it. And then later I was the executive director of a court reform organization here in New York City.
Giving advice to current SAIS students, what advice would you give them?
To students that are there or to students that are thinking of...
Either one.
Well, I have given advice to a lot of people that have been interested in saying that SAIS is really the place to go to study international relations because of its location, basically. Also, I think in those days, and I'm sure it's the same now, I'm not sure, but I think so, SAIS benefits from a lot of adjunct professors, I think. That are in government or have been very recently in government that are just great, enormous sources of information and inspiration too. Many universities don't like to have adjuncts, you know, that's sort of a lower thing. But in international relations and in DC, it's just a wonderful thing. So.
And it's very efficient as well.
Yes.
You bring in brilliant people and they may not be able to focus their whole career on it.
Right.
But for a couple of years, students are able to benefit from their experience and their knowledge.
Yes, indeed. Right.
And the question I did want to ask you, too, about your work with prison reforms, was it mostly domestic? Was it international at all?
Mostly New York State.
New York State.
Yeah. I have really concentrated on New York State. That's where my investment of my life has been, I think, to date.
And what are you most proud of in your career?
I am most proud of certain changes that have been made in the New York State court system that I have had a personal role in helping to achieve. I've been very lucky in these last couple of years to be appointed to a state commission on judicial conduct, which receives complaints about judges and has to evaluate them and pursue them, investigate them maybe, and act on them. Whereas when I was in the League of Women Voters, we introduced the first bill on that subject in the legislature and got the governor interested and feel a great parenthood of the entire commission. So it's fun having that sort of experience.
Can you tell us about the reforms that you're proud of?
Well, the Judicial Conduct Commission, the state takeover of the finances of the state court system and the administration of it, which it was all in the hands of local government and was run very haphazardly. The fact that our highest court judges are chosen under a system called merit selection rather than partisan election. Some jury reforms, the fact that jury duty is not such a terrible thing anymore. It's really one day, one trial instead of 3 or 4 weeks of doing nothing. those are a few, anyway.
Wonderful.
Have you kept up with many of your size classmates?
Not recently. The ones I roomed with, I have over the years kept up with, although not in the last couple of years.
Who did you room with?
Well, one of them was Belle Lifson Cole. Have you interviewed her?
Yes. Well, I haven't interviewed her, but I met her.
I interviewed her.
You did?
And
good.
She had some amazing stories to tell.
I bet she did.
Quite the career.
I bet she did. Yeah.
Both internationally and, like you, she had a robust career domestically. She worked in the University of California system.
Yes, right, she did. I remember. I saw her out there. Yeah. She was one person. The other one was Hildegard Scheffy, but I think she may have died. I'm not sure. I think she died.
And what was your favorite class that you took at Zeiss?
Well, I think maybe one on French government, because that was the thing I was primarily interested in, and I had been in college and was also in Zeiss. And also the great basic course in European history that many of us had. And don't ask me to give you the name of the wonderful, wonderful professor, because I can't remember this minute. But the Bologna Center was established while I was there. And if I had not got married, I would have gone there. That would have been the obvious thing to do. Other things interfered.
So now you were married. Were you still studying in Washington, and your husband was in Cambridge?
No, I was studying at Fletcher when I was up there.
So okay.
Yeah, right. We didn't act quite as independently in those days as you do now. Once you got married, in fact, it's a big difference.
There are a lot of differences.
Big difference.
I think that takes care of us for this purpose. We have more things we'd love to talk with you about, but for this purpose, I think I'd go ahead and press the button. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so, except I would say that it's great being near New York City and having professors come up occasionally and give talks, whether they've just put out a book or whether they're doing the trip for some other reason. I've been to some wonderful Zeiss things over the past few years, and I hope it continues. That's good.
Thank you. I think we met at a talk, actually, on the Charles